you know, on International Women's Day, I had Cocoa Puffs for lunch and then Dairy Queen for dinner. That's how I celebrated. I mommed it out yesterday, you guys. I got mom of the year.
Doesn't sound like what's on the food pyramid.
That's been the food pyramid could suck it.
Okay, we are kind of a big deal, and we'll tell you why in just a second.
We will.
But first, you guys, did you see Sunday, we did a special video exclusive for the Chicks on the Right Insiders group on Facebook, and I used the, yes, and there were crowns, and I used the MyPillow sheet set as a backdrop. So that I would look as though I was sitting on a throne.
What, you weren't sitting on a throne?
I mean, I might as well have been.
Right.
Because that is how royal I felt against the sheet backdrop. Because the sheets are so sateen finish and soft and luxurious.
They are absolutely luxurious.
And this is why you need some. And I don't know why you haven't gotten any yet. If you haven't gotten any, why are you not calling 800-875-0513 right now and saying, I want the buy one, get one offer on sheets and towels from the Chicks.
You guys, the towels are thebomb.com.
Oh, my God.
They're just they're so great.
And they are so, like, they're, like, not scratchy. That's a terrible word to say about towels because I know people like soft towels. But they're so absorbent.
I was going to say they were very absorbent. You know what I need to get?
Not scratchy.
I got to get their beach towels. I have to get some of their beach towels, like, really, really bad. Because my daughter swims. We've got some just crappy ones that I send her. And they have, like, holes in them and stuff. So people think I'm a terrible mother. But I've got to get mother of the year. But I got to get some of those beach towels.
Because I'm sure they're absolutely amazing. You guys, the phone number. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to play this in a bit.
Oh my God, you got to show that video soon.
I know, I'm going to. But I wanted to just make sure people knew that they could go to MyPillow.com and use code CHICKS, or they can call that number 800-875-0513 and use code CHICKS. You guys. So I sent this to Daisy like a few days ago. It's
every
the greatest video of all time.
My kids, I've sent it to everybody. They're just like, God, our mother
and it's
is so
not
bizarre.
Even the kind of thing that you can only watch once. You have to watch it on a continuous loop.
Like all the time.
To get the full benefit. Mm-hmm. And the whole reason that it was extra funny is that Rob and I had talked on the air about French bulldogs in general and just like how crazy expensive they are lately and how they don't have snouts, so they're not my favorite dog.
Just the fact that they're French. I mean, I'm out.
Well, because so it's true that they mix a bulldog with a pug, right? That's how you get it.
Is that what they do? Really?
I think that's how they get them.
Then why do they call them French? I don't know.
To
what
make
is
it
that?
Fancy.
Is that what it is? So they can jack up the price? Is that what it is? It's like, we're going to turn this into a Chanel dog. I don't. What is
it's
that?
Not French. It's French.
I'm sorry. This dog is French.
So apparently, now I did not know this about French bulldogs, but they scream. And not all of them, obviously, but like a bunch of them scream. And so this video that has been going around, I keep seeing it and I cannot stop laughing at it, is of a French bulldog who is about to get its nails trimmed.
Right.
And it is completely panic stricken. And I can't, you guys. Let me make sure it's all the way up because it's so funny.
And this is real. This is a real dog.
And this is not dubbed. Like, this is the actual sound coming out of the dog's mouth. Ready?
It's an actual dog. You ready? Okay. You guys.
I can't.
Okay, but listen, I actually looked at some of the comments because you know I always look at the comments.
Yeah.
And there are actual people in the comments who are like, that's abuse.
Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my
and I was
God.
Like, seriously, Killjoy? I mean, it's like saying that a fainting goat, like somehow scaring a fainting goat is abuse. No.
No.
It's not abuse. God gave us those fainting goats to scare.
And he knew we needed them in our lives.
Especially right now. We need that screaming dog to cut his nails. Come on.
Oh, my God. That's just the greatest scream ever. It reminds me of you when you had the dream in Vegas. And I know we've told this story, but we have to tell it again.
I don't know if we've told it to you guys, but I have, every once in a while, I do have night terrors. Don't ask why. It's not important why I have night terrors, okay? But I do get night terrors. And occasionally, Mock and I are holed up in a hotel together.
In the same bed. No big deal.
No, not a big deal. Don't ask why. Okay.
But it's because we're cheap. That's actually the reason.
that's the reason why is we are cheap. We're both poor. And so I think that one night did I sit up straight in bed? I don't think I sat up.
No, you didn't move. It wasn't you moving. That was what was even weirder about it is that you were just perfectly still, but you did that whole groundhog scream where you went, like that, just like that. And I, of course, like, am startled out of this deep sleep. And I'm like, what? What? Because I thought, you know, somebody was busting in. I didn't know what to think. And you were like, what? I mean, she's totally dreaming.
Yeah, I have night terrors sometimes. I do.
That was the greatest. Anyway, okay, so you guys, last night we were on Newsmax.
Mock, she works with the producer, right, to line this up. And then during the day, I'm like, okay, well, give us the talking points. Because that's usually how this works. When you do a TV hit, you get the talking points. Like the day of, the producer works with you. And he's like, here are the three things that you're going to hit in that, you know, 8-minute segment or five, whatever. It's usually like 5 to 10 minutes, right? And so I'm like, I have my day job. And after, I don't know, it was what, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. You had a hell day yesterday.
Oh, God. It was just long and bad. And
right.
Just, and I'm so and threw I'm, me off schedule.
Exactly. And I'm toiling away at my day job. And it's like, you know, 2-3 o'clock, I hadn't seen anything. And I'm like, are we going to ever get the talking points like for tonight? And so I wrote Mock and I'm like, do we have those? And you're like, yeah, I'll get them to you. Okay. So she sends me 3 topics and it was like Greta Thunberg. And I think it was like, you know, the stimulus and something.
Yeah. And then Jen Psaki.
Yeah. And 3 things that. And so I was like, all right, those. So I looked at those, watched the clips that he sent, and I was kind of semi prepared for what we were going to talk about. So I get down here at, you know, 8 o'clock, 8:10.
Because our hit is at 8:20.
Yeah, hit's at 8:20. You know, you got to put makeup on and crap for these things, you know, get your hair.
That was the other thing. I couldn't work out at my normal time.
I didn't.
Because then I would have gotten all sweaty and gross. And so I couldn't do that. And I was irritated that I couldn't do it.
Can't do the workouts. Can't do any of that stuff. Then you have to put makeup on. You're like, ugh, 8 o'clock at night.
You're like, ugh, redo your hair. And my hair was bad and everything was bad.
TV hits are the worst, you guys. They're just the worst. Because it takes like an hour to get ready for a 5-minute hit. This is why radio is so much better. Because you can wear Queen t-shirts. You know what I mean? Right. Like, roll in and your sweats. So anyways, so we get down, we're doing our thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, we see,
because you can see the show before you do the hit, you can see what they're talking about,
right? We can see Grant before talking about what we're going to talk about, and he's like, and it's International Women's Day, we're gonna be talking about Joe Biden LGBT. And I was like, and I
we were both like,
what the hell? Holy crap.
And so I don't know anything about that.
I text Mock and I go, wait, that's not what we're supposed to be talking about.
And you literally texted me at the exact same moment I was texting you saying the same thing.
Right. So we were completely unprepared for our hit because the producer gave us all the wrong talking points. So we went into the segment not knowing what the hell we were going to be talking about because the producer did not prepare us for what we were going to be talking about. So if we looked lost last night, that's why.
Well, I saw it this morning because it's up now on Newsmax TV.
What did it look like?
I mean, it was okay. I thought we did fine. It's just that, like, I was so extra weirdly smiley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I was like, I got to calm that shit down.
And I think I was extra snarky.
I don't think you were extra snarky. I thought it was like appropriately snarky.
Was it for me? Because I feel like I probably was extra snarky because I'm like, we didn't get these freaking talking points.
Well, if anything, I had some snark that was, I don't even know if it went over because like they were, you know, he asked something about how they're obviously Biden is not the one that's leading the country. And I was like, yeah, good job, Susan Rice. Way to lead the country.
Yeah.
And it almost was like he thought I was being serious that Susan Rice was a good leader.
I noticed that. I know. I was like, we're joking. Do you not know who we are?
And I was like, oh my God, I could not be less serious about that.
Right. Right. It's like, do you not know who we are? Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, other than that though, I thought we did very well considering that those were not the topics that we were going to talk about.
We had no idea what we were talking about. Right. I mean, we did once we got in there, but I mean, but they didn't prepare us at all.
Well, in fact, it's weird because right before the email came where he sent the three topics we were gonna have, he had sent another one saying, you're gonna talk about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's interview. And I was like, oh, but then like seconds later, there was that update. And I was like, okay, so does this replace Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? And he said, yes. So, and that was the last thing I got.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was crazy.
It was bad, yeah.
But Grant is so nice. Grant Stinchfield is the best.
Listen, he's great. He's awesome. But his producers, man, they kind of did not prepare us for that.
They prepared us for something else. And yeah. So I'm glad I know all about Greta now.
Right. I just was prepared for a completely different segment.
Which, by the way, I guess yesterday was International Women's Day. I did not even know or care.
Yeah, do you guys care about? Did you guys celebrate Women's Day?
Did you get yourself out of the kitchen that day?
Right.
I keep seeing that joke everywhere. So
yeah, you know, on International Women's Day, I had Cocoa Puffs for lunch and then Dairy Queen for dinner. That's how I celebrated. I mommed it out yesterday. You guys, I got mom of the year.
Doesn't sound like what's on the food pyramid.
The food pyramid could suck it. That's how busy of a day I had yesterday on International Women's Day. That's how I honored myself and my body by having
Cocoa
Puffs.
That was your self-care.
That was it. That's how I really did a lot of self-care yesterday. I was so freaking busy. Yeah, that's basically how I did that. Yeah.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you and we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks. So big news of today is that Biden's dogs have been banished from the White House.
Why? Did they poop on the floor?
No. But so apparently it's Champ and Major. Champ, I think that's right. Champ is 14.
I like those names, by the way.
Yeah, they're good names.
They're a cool guy. I'll give them that.
And they're German Shepherds, so it's like really perfect for them.
Right, right.
But Champ is 14, so he's kind of chill. Major is 3, and so, you know, it's still very young dog, and he bit a security guard, and apparently both the dogs have been acting a little aggressive, so now they're being sent back to Delaware, which I would die. Like, I would absolutely, if I had to move to the White House and live there and my girls couldn't be with me.
I'm the same way.
Like, I can't do this. I'm sorry, I'm out.
Yeah. Like, you're going to have to find another president.
That's not going to work for me.
I don't, like, why can't they just figure out a way to get the dogs, like, someplace in another sort of housing unit, if you will, like, right there on the property? You see what I'm saying? Why do they have to make them go all the way back to Delaware? That just seems really strange to me.
I don't know. I would be absolutely heartbroken. And what's crazy is that I saw on Twitter when people were talking about this, there are actual comments from liberals saying that there needs to be an investigation into the security guard.
Oh, my God. Let's pay for that.
Clearly, it had to be a QAnon security guard or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that
totally.
Had to be it.
Yeah, that's totally what it is. Give me a break.
So dumb.
Yeah, it is dumb for real.
Oh, my God. Okay, I wrote a note to myself that I can't read, so.
Oh.
Oh, I can read it. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
So obviously, there's been a huge bunch of fallout from the Meghan Markle Harry thing. So her dad, remember how I was like, why didn't Oprah ask anything about her dad? Well, then in some of the unreleased footage that came out yesterday, she did talk about her dad. And the one thing that she said was she basically doesn't have a relationship with him because she looks at her own kid, Archie, and thinks there's no way I could ever intentionally do something to hurt him. So why would my dad go to the press and like talk about me to the press? Why would he do that? I just can't get over the betrayal, blah, blah, blah. So that was her clip. Well, then her dad went on TV this morning and basically said, I mean, he's a jerk. Like, I don't like Meghan Markle at all. Her dad is awful.
Yeah.
Because he said, well, I mean, the way that I did it was if I didn't hear from her, I would just go to the press with a story and then wait to hear from her. And if I didn't hear from her again, I would just go to the press with another story. And I'm like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But he also said, I've apologized to her 100 times. I really want to see them. Apparently he only lives like 30 miles away from them.
From them.
And in, has in, never met his grandson.
In the United States.
Yeah. In LA or wherever it is that they're in California. Wow.
And he's never met the kid. That's so sad.
But I mean, this is going to make her even madder, right? The fact that now he's saying this, like their fight is never ending.
Okay, but she's like, she's still close to her mom though, right?
Yeah, super close. In fact, she drew a comparison and said, unlike, you know, my mom has been just quietly dignified. She doesn't ever talk to the press, which is true. So, and then the dad was like, I just figured that they would protect me from the stories that were going around about me and that I heard nothing. So I went to the press by myself, was kind of his point. By the way, if you want to move in next door to Meghan and Harry, the gigantic mansion next door is for sale for just $22 million.
Oh, that's it. You guys, it's a bargain. It's totally a bargain.
So, I mean, and apparently Rob Lowe used to live there.
Oh, okay. That's really so 20, just a cool 22 mil.
That's God, it.
And they were, you guys, I feel so sorry for them because they were so down and out, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he was broke. How is he going to afford security for his family?
How could he afford anything? I mean, moving into a neighborhood where the next door neighbors sold their house for 22 mil. I don't know how they, how they survived. Poor Harry.
Remember where his balls are?
Yeah,
right here,
you guys. That's where his balls are, you guys. Right there.
They're in this.
Has anybody seen Harry's balls? Has anybody seen them? They're right there in that jar. They're right there. God.
Oh my God. Also, really disturbing photo is going around on social media of Brian Stelter in his underwear.
Wait, stop it. Stop. But why? But why is it circulating?
Okay. So do you remember that clip that went around of a news guy? I don't even know what news guy, who people were like laughing because he had his suit and jacket and all that stuff and the nice shirt from the waist up, but then he had boxer shorts underneath. And just the way the camera was positioned, you could kind of tell that he just had boxers on. And like, so it went around, it was viral and everybody was like, haha, that's hilarious. So Brian Stelter was like, oh, it does, you know, it happens all the time. Look, here's when it happened to me. And he tweeted it out.
Why would he do that?
Because he wants us to die, I guess. I don't.
Okay, but I'm expecting it to look like a giant thumb with just some white fabric.
So he said, you know, it happens to me. I got called to do a hit like without hardly any notice. And so here I am in my skivvies doing a hit. And so he's got like red socks on. And I think that those are like the briefs that are tight. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
the
God, no, nobody wants to see that.
But he is the one that sent this around the internet on purpose.
Are people just completely reaming him for that? They have to be. They have to be coming after him. Like, you're an idiot for doing that. Right?
Yeah. I mean, people are mocking him pretty roundly.
They have to be. Yeah. That's just crazy.
Oh, I mean, that's God. A pretty, that. Why would you do that? Well, why would you be like, look, there's the time that I was just in my underwear.
Look at me. I'm in my underwear. Oh.
I mean, maybe just don't.
Yeah, because.
You don't need to do that.
Because you're just dying for the attention. And you're Brian Stelter. You're just a giant thumb.
Just.
Who wants attention.
A couple new social media trends that are really, really fascinating going around right now. First of all, there's Blue Anon. Did we talk about Blue Anon yesterday?
We did yesterday.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So that's the first one. And now there's a whole other one called Super Straight. Have you heard about Super Straight?
Super Straight.
Super Straight. So,
okay, so what's Super Straight, Mark? What is that?
This is pretty interesting. There's a guy, I mean, just some rando made a TikTok and now it's gone super viral where in the TikTok, he said he was tired of being called transphobic just for not wanting to date trans women. So he's a regular straight dude, right? And he was like, look, it's a preference. Just because I don't want to date someone who has a penis does not make me transphobic. I'm not scared of their penis. I have a penis. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm not afraid. It's a personal preference. I would like to date someone with an actual entrance to their body.
Uh-huh.
So, and not that kind of entrance. But the front kind.
Right. Exactly. The front female kind of entrance.
Right. Right. I mean, it's not a big ask, right? I feel like that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, exactly. Why is that a big ask these days?
Because you're transphobic. I feel sorry for straight dudes who are slapped with that label just because they don't want to date someone with a penis.
Right.
Anyway, so this guy's TikTok said, I have decided to come up with a new sexuality. It's called super straight. And it is not anything I can help. Listen, I was just born this way. And it's a legitimate sexuality called super straight, whereby I only want to date people with vaginas. I can't help it. It's just my sexuality.
I cannot believe we have come to this point.
But I mean, he was kind of joking, but now it's a movement, right? Now, it's taken off like wildfire. And the people that are engaged in it are called extra super duper transphobic, as if they're going to care. You know what I mean? So it's the left people that are making fun of them are just proving the point of how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just find it hilarious.
It is really. It's kind of cool though. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
It is kind of cool.
If you're super straight, own it. Own your super straightness. You should get t-shirts.
Well, there's a website. There's social media. Good. I mean, there's it's happening. It's
good. I mean, listen, because at this point, everybody's so we always talk about everybody's so compartmentalized and everybody's in their little groups. Everybody has their label. Go ahead and label. Then label yourself super straight. If that's what you are, go ahead. Get yourself your little label. Get yourself
have
your t-shirt.
A flag. You have can your have little your own flag.
Exactly. I wonder what the flag's going to look like.
Well, it's out. I mean, they already have one. Is what I'm saying. It's like some two kind of really ugly colors smooshed together.
Listen, you do it. You do it, super straight people. I love it. I mean, I'm super straight, right?
Own it. Wear that badge proudly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're transphobic just because you don't want to date someone without a penis.
Yeah.
Because you like the penis.
I kind of wish they would have chosen something other than orange and black, though. I'm fixated on that.
Well,
I'm not a fan of the orange and black. I'm not a fan of that.
You don't like the colors.
Yeah, I wish they would have chosen different colors. I mean, I don't know. Listen, I'm really into branding. It's what I do during the day. I just really wish that they would have asked some other people's opinions on the whole orange and black thing. I think they could have branded that better, but it's neither here nor there.
Open borders are inhumane, and Joe Biden's immigration policies are already causing huge problems. I'm Sarah Carter. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show as I bring my experience and expert guests to discuss this crisis and more. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, so one of the things that we were going to talk about, I think we got to it at the very end of our Newsmax hit yesterday, was the CDC's new guidelines for vaccinated people.
Oh, you guys, I'm so thrilled that they're telling me that I can have some freedom.
Limited.
So excited.
It's limited freedoms.
Oh, thank you, CDC. So, thank you, CDC, for giving me a little bit of freedom. I'm so
glad. Well, you don't get freedom because you haven't been vaccinated yet.
Oh, that's right. No freedom for me. No freedom for me.
No freedom for you.
Yeah, and it's so funny because if you read the fine print on the freedoms that they're giving back to us, you know, if you're vaccinated, they're like, listen, you can gather in groups again, right, if you've been vaccinated, but we really encourage you to still wear masks. We really do. And then there's no guidance on restaurants. There's no guidance on
travel.
There's nothing on travel. They've not lifted any restrictions on travel, which is a complete nightmare, which is as evidenced by the fact that I'm still in my day job now. And there are people who are supposed to be going to New York City. New York City is a freaking disaster still. Nobody can go there without still quarantining. You have to stay there for 8 days just to be there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a freaking disaster. Yeah, nothing has changed. Nothing's changed except for if you get vaccinated, you can hug your grandma. I got to tell you, my kid has already hugged her grandma over the past year. I mean, I'm actually astounded. I'm baffled by people. I mean, you can call me and send me emails. I'll just delete them. But I'm baffled that people over the past year have actually not hugged their grandmas.
It's amazing. That to me, that was the weirdest part to read about the reaction to the guidelines of people saying, well, but what am I supposed to do about this? Live your life.
Right.
Stop acting like this is a freaking, this is something that you're going to recover from 99% of the time without a vaccine.
Exactly.
Everybody needs to calm down and just go live.
It's unbelievable to me. I mean, it's actually unbelievable that people are like, oh, I can finally, hug my mom now. Okay.
Is it just because we've been not doing any, like, we've been living normal lives literally since last March?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And then the other part is we have just never lived in fear. I think so many of these people are crippled with fear. So, I mean, from day one, they watch endlessly, you know, CNN, MSNBC, all of these stations. They just are so fixed. And they listen to that damn Fauci. Mm. And he's wrong, you know, all the time. And so they are just living their lives in fear. I just won't live my life in fear.
Right.
I just refuse to do that. I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to hug my mom. I'm going to hug her. I mean, listen, for the first couple months, we actually stayed away. We made sure that we did the whole, you stay in your house, you do your thing. But then after about 5-6 months of that bullshit, I was like, I'm sorry, I got to see my mom. I guess
because it's
mom.
More important. Like the right. social connections to your family is so important.
Amen.
Have you seen that video of the girl, the little girl who got told that she gets to go back to school?
Uh-uh.
Oh my God. So I saw it on the news this morning. This little girl, like a mom is announcing to her daughter, guess what? You get to go back to school. And this girl bursts into tears.
Oh my God.
So overjoyed. And it's heartbreaking that is something that now kids are overjoyed about. Like, it's insane to me what we've done to kids.
Here's a story. I was in Qdoba with my daughter on my daughter's birthday weekend. This was the first weekend of February. I was with my daughter and her two BFFs, right? And we're just eating and stuff. You know, you can sit at a table without a mask because you have the cloak of immunity, right?
Right. Well, it's just when you stand.
It's like when you stand up and go get a drink, you got to put your mask on because, you know, the virus can get you when you stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's all ridiculous. So we're sitting at our table. We're eating all of our stuff, right? And at the table next to us, there's this precious family. And they had this, and the woman's pregnant. And you can tell it was like her and her husband and her mom and her dad. And she's pregnant. And they have this adorable little baby girl who just, you could tell, started walking. Like, she's at that age where she's toddling around. She's probably like a little over a year, right? She's toddling. She toddles over to our table. And you can tell she's like real inquisitive and curious and everything. And the mom's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let her come over here because the girls will love it if she comes over here. So her name was Gracie. And I'm like, have her, it's fine. Let her come over. So she came over and she sat next to me. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. So she starts eating my chips and everything. And she's hanging out with the girls. And she became like best friends with the girls. And she's all like cute and everything. Okay. So after we hang out with her for like 10 minutes and the mom is supervising everything, I said, Gracie, we got to go bye-bye. This is a little girl who's like one, right? Mm-hmm. Just keep in mind, she's like a little over one. I go, Gracie, we have to go bye-bye. She takes my mask and she puts it up to my face. Yeah. And I look at her mom and I go, oh my God, that just breaks my heart.
It breaks my heart.
She can't even talk. And she knew that bye-bye meant we got to put a mask on this lady's face. And I just thought,
wow.
What are we doing? What are we doing to these itty bitty kids, right? She was, and her mom goes, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Right. So, I mean, this is a whole generation of kids who have been programmed to think about masks and about, you know, lockdowns and about all of these things that are not normal. They're just not normal. And that moment, like, I just thought, we have done a disservice to our kids.
You know that doctor that appears on Fox News a lot, Nicole Sapphire, real pretty, gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous. Yeah.
She was the one that was talking about that video, that viral video of the little girl getting told that she could go to school. And she was getting emotional about it because she's got three kids of her own.
Yeah.
And she said, it's time not just for kids to go back to school, but for kids to take off their masks and see each other's faces.
Right.
Like, even just basic ability to recognize another human for who they are. Even that is getting lost.
Right.
And it's crazy. I mean, it's so much more damaging. And then did you hear that the LA Teachers Union warned their members to not post pictures from spring break because of the optics?
Since they
refuse to go back to schools until they get all their demands met.
Oh my God.
Unions are disgusting.
Yeah, they are absolutely disgusting. And you know, talk about unions. They got so much more money in this last stimulus. The amount of money that they got in the stimulus, look it up, you guys. I don't know the exact numbers. It was like tens of millions they got in this last stimulus.
And it's for their pensions.
Right.
Well, I don't know why we have to pay for that.
I don't either. It's, I mean, it just will make your blood boil.
I can't.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it's, and it has nothing to do with COVID. Nothing to do with it. 9% was for COVID. 1% went to vaccines. 1%. That's it. Of that entire $1.9 trillion bill. I mean, look it up. This is the kind of stuff that you guys should know about as taxpayers. It's just as,
and as voters, maddening. this is why elections have consequences, right?
Right.
I mean, this is what you get when you put Democrats in the Senate, when you put Democrats in the House, let alone in the White House. And the other thing that the CBO had said about the stimulus, the economy is recovering. And if by the summer there was no stimulus passed, we would be in the exact same place, only a lot better off because we wouldn't have just wasted $2 trillion.
$2 trillion on Democrat crap. God, it's all a bunch of crap. I mean, Nancy got a bridge, like in San Francisco, God. She got some bridge, right? It was $100 something million or whatever that she got earmarked for a bridge in San Francisco. This is the thing. This is it's all a bunch of pork that's in there. And people are just like, oh yeah, it's for COVID. No, it's
a COVID relief bill. Okay.
No, it's not. They totally scammed the American public. And people who think that they didn't are idiots.
Total idiots. Completely agree. All right, I got to go read some things. We are going to be recording another episode of our weekly dive today that'll be out tomorrow. So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast. If you need to know how to do that, go to chicksontheright.com, click on our cartoon faces, and you'll see all the different platforms that you can subscribe to that podcast. Also, do not forget, if you go to our website, at the very top, there's a little tabby tab on the homepage that says subscribe to the Chicks. That just means that you're adding your email address to our email list so that if at such time Facebook decides to shut all of us down, we can still reach you and tell you which platform we're moving to. So make sure that you get your email entered into our database. That way we are not going to spam you. We never send emails. It's just a way for us to send an email if that happens. So make sure to do that. Am I forgetting anything?
No, you're not forgetting anything. I'm sorry. I said that she got a bridge. Schumer got the bridge. Pelosi got the tunnel. Sorry about that.
Tammy wants you to do your Bernie.
What do you gotta, Tammy? Why do you gotta bring me into this? Tammy, Mark's got a horse shorts on today.
I don't.
It's getting warmer. She's about to break out the horse shorts.
It's jeans.
She's going to break him out.
But it is going to be warm today. I'm so stoked.
I know. It's going to be like 67 here. I'm so excited.
Yesterday was so gorgeous.
Oh my God. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Teachers unions are refusing to let schools open. Biden is going hard left, and the war continues on our culture and sanity. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch Podcast as we tackle the day's big news with conservative insights and lots of laughs. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.